You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Cocktail Corner!
So good! I feel so pumped.
Have a motherfucking cocktail!
I just had to throw out a few fist pumps then.
Yeah, it made me excited. I'm pretty excited now. Was that all your caffeine or are you actually excited?
That's my three coffees. I'm not going to do that again.
Now,
so how does this actually work? Do I talk you through this?
You talk us through. So,
what have you got with you today?
Well, we've rustled us from the BFM studios two bottles of Chi Herbal Rejuvenation, Herbal Sugar Free Sparkling Refresher. That's what it is. If you didn't know what Chi is, it's in a green bottle.
This is the original drink that knows its own name, right?
It's made in New Zealand, but it's sugar free. This one.
I don't think it is made in New Zealand.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, bloody oath it's made in New Zealand.
I did my research, all right? Let me just check my research. It started selling the original Chi in New Zealand in 1987.
What better
and
way?
Soon after in Australia and other countries.
I'm worried about the sugar-free part.
This is 30
years. But it's great. I know it's good. I've had it before. Let me just... Hang on, everyone.
I might taste it as well, so I know what we're going into.
Turn this down. Oh, fuck. Hang on, mate. We're eating. Mulligan.
How about I do the beer?
I give it a little encouragement.
Nothing.
Shh. Don't talk when it's happening.
Shut the fuck up.
Forget about it.
I'll crack the beer.
Every once in a while, you get a moon traveler that doesn't float.
Let me crack the beer.
Yes. Yeah. All right, and we're in the room.
So okay.
We've got...
Well, yeah, sorry. So we have Chi, but we also have... And I can't actually say this. Queems? What do you reckon?
Would you bring a beer to make a cocktail for your cocktail corner segment that you don't even know?
Queems. Cerveza.
It's an Argentinian beer.
This is actually a beer from the BFM fridge. It's definitely not my beer. It's someone's beer, but thank you so much for contributing to Cocktail Club.
It's definitely off.
It's in a silver and blue can, and on the side of the beer, it says Argentina's favorite beer.
It's really good looking. Like, it's a good looking beer.
Guys, we're in 2017, right?
Yes. Oh, is it off?
Chi is from 2016.
That's fine.
Before the April.
It actually gets better. It gets better.
That does make it better, right? That's alcohol. It's
least it's going to be a little bit psychedelic, so whatever.
Okay. Well, so yeah, this Argentinian, it's made in an Argentine brewery, which was founded in 1888.
That's a long time ago, John. Just so you know. I know you're not very good at time, mate. That was a while ago.
But it was founded by Otto Bemberg, who was a German immigrant.
Nice.
So I feel like we've got a bit of.
It could be a kind of like a rhyme.
This
good to have your news people doing.
Pure coincidence. This segues into my little piece that I found on the internet. Funnily enough.
You guys did research too.
There's a German.
Forget name, the word shandy.
German name for a shandy, Radler.
Radler.
You ready? Radler, German for cyclist, has a long history of Germans in the German-speaking regions. It commonly consists of a 50-50 mixture of beer and sparkling lemonade, or in this case, Chi. The origin of the name is lost to time, but it is presumed to relate to the popularity of cycling and the need for a refreshing, less alcoholic beverage on the journey.
Amazing.
On the journey.
So
they stop and then they keep cycling.
Yes. I don't recommend. Don't put a beer in where you're supposed to put that water bottle.
Why?
It doesn't hold up too good. Doing a few jumps and wheelies and whatnot.
Pop.
Just fall out.
Hey, so where are we at? Have I tasted the beer?
How are you tasting
the
beer?
I'm going in. I'm not mucking around here. It's got a wide mouth can, so it's up to date.
Up to date?
Well, you know how some point everyone decided, we need to get more beer out of these cans a bit quicker. So they made the holes in the cans bigger?
Oh, no way.
Did you not notice that?
I didn't. But look, we have so much Chi and so much beer, I'm going to make like a full-on.
What have you put in first? Does it matter?
I'm pouring in the Chi because it's 50-50, right?
That's normally not what I would do. I would go beer.
What?
This is going to taste crazy.
But then we won't get the froth at the top.
Hey, you know what you're doing. You're the mixologist.
I was hired for this segment, all right? Let me do my job.
Right on. Sit down, please.
I'm gonna give you guys a reason for rehiring me. You know, when Cocktail Corner comes in, it's just a one cocktail, which isn't enough, don't you reckon?
No, you need
more.
As possible.
So now
you're talking to a consumer here. So
you have a full cup of...
We're doing these in BFM branded mugs.
That's right. And, oh, it's gone brown now.
Oh, it's a great colour, the beer.
It's gone brown.
It's very...
I've put 50% chi into a mug and I've put 50% quilms into a mug. Sweet. And it did pour out fast out of that.
Should we have a little... That's customary that we have a whiff.
Yeah.
Have a sniff.
All right, I'll make a second one. Jesus. Swirl it around.
Have a whiff, have a sniff.
I don't know what it's going to taste like.
It kind of smells like...
Do that thing where you go, what the hell is that? Don't do that.
It smells horrible in here.
It smells like a shop in Mount Roskill.
That's the smell of John thinking.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
What the fuck? I've decided just to go straight for taste.
It smells...
like a shop in Mount Roskill.
Mm-mm. It tastes really good.
It tastes like...
I really enjoy it.
It tastes like a desert cruise, doesn't it?
I've never been on a desert cruise. Look, it tastes sweet, but alcoholic.
I actually really like it.
Very easy to drink.
I'm surprised go cheat. Actually, this is the best way we get a new sponsor for Cocktail Corner is resurrect an old sponsor that treated us really well. Round of applause to cheat.
Woo!
Do we need to apologize to anyone for drinking their beers that they left in the fridge?
Yeah, well, we should apologize.
Not really.
Do you want me to chop you up?
How do you mean?
I think I should chop you up because it tastes so good.
Hey, Sam, do you know who these Argentine beers were?
Kilmes.
Do you know whose were they?
No, but
is that how you say it? Kilmes. Kilmes. Sam has corrected us and taught us that it's Kilmes. Sam knows all.
Oh, so the Q's like a cake kind of vibe.
Kilmes.
I just like the can.
I feel
great.
Like I'm overdoing the chi.
Oh. Are you going for a second round? Okay.
Well, I'm just topping you guys up because you lapped it up. I must be a good cocktail maker, right?
Actually, let the record show you had both cups in front of you, so we couldn't really do anything with it. But usually the cocktail maker doesn't scuzz hard out.
I just wanted to join in.
Well, I think this has just been an absolute success.
Sorry, I didn't realise. Nobody told me that I was actually just making it for you guys.
Hey,
I didn't realise that was the premise of the
today,
show.
Today, not a lot has been told.
I thought we were sharing.
I'm into sharing. You've gone the distance and actually made it, so.
Sugar-free chi works in a shandy.
It's delicious.
There you go.
Give it a go.
Or a Radler if you're German.
Yeah, a Radler. Let's go for the Radler call.
Thanks kindly.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, what a legend. And what? Anything happening at Lillian's Bar?
Guys, I wrote 5,000 words this week.
Woo!
Well, you deserve a shandy.
I do.
And actually,
what do you mean in my bar? Oh, in my bar, yeah. I have a bar. My mum's house.
Have you got like a little business you want to prop up? Now's your chance, really.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. I'm put on the
spot. What's your mum cooking this week?
Hey,
maybe?
Mum's actually gone to Gisborne tonight.
Food specials this week?
I'm
any
going
DJs?
To a place in New Lynn for dinner tonight.
You're not it's DJing time. At your mum's house?
I'll be DJing in my car on the way to New Lynn.
That's enough of that.
All right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.